1897, 117 years ago. Are we ready? Are we ready now? He did the prep work. It's been there waiting for us. Let's share the good news. How do we know what to trust and what to be skeptical of? How do we know that what Kropotkin describes is, as he says, our future if we progress as human beings? When Kropotkin says, quote, a complete revision of the teachings now derived from history would be required before men would perceive that they'd been mistaken in attributing to their rulers and their laws what was derived in reality from their own sociable feelings and habits, unquote. And by the way, the term for this is self-betrayal. What does the complete revision consist of? By what criteria do we distinguish it from yet another attempt from power at co-optation of the thoughts and the language we need to get free? And when Kropotkin says, of those, quote, prevalent ideas concerning the necessity of authority, that in them we have all been bred, what does that tell us about scholarship? This and next week's show will consider the criticisms that Michael Mann makes of Emmanuel Wallerstein's piece, in Does Capitalism Have a Future?, asking ourselves what weight, if any, they carry, and whether that weight is our water or power's. I believe that one way to know is whether power is given cover or is outed. And is it not obvious that an organized power in existence means an undue media influence? What do you think they got those deep pockets for? But what is the story to which we're being brought? So you see, there's an obvious series of questions that come once we begin pondering the obvious. And this explains why they're so determined to hide. So if power, as behind-the-scenes cross-national colluder, is systematically snipped out of the story we're taught in school, and would it be modern organized power if it didn't hide behind the buffers it sets up like lightning rods to draw the fire away from themselves? Those stories, mind-made by scholars and presented to us, how do we out them? See their hand behind the propaganda props so that we can distinguish truth from con, from being mistaken in political analysis. Sisters and brothers, throughout the course of these radio conversations, repeatedly we've raised the question as to whether the media bombardment of facts and perspectives and always changing definitions, the result of which, and consider that this is the intention, and that's another pet peeve of mine. It's obvious why we would never hear discussion of it. We never hear discussed that perhaps, just maybe, the result was the intention. Instead, what we're given is, oh, it's just by happenstance that this and that and blah, blah, blah. We're going to talk about an example of this with Jerry Brown pushing these, the water, the bond, the tunnels, you know. We're going to talk about that. How power operates through a series of steps. This is why they think they're superior to everybody else. We've talked about that. Miklos showed us this. That because power plans and has nothing else to do but try to stay on top of the game and keep ahead of us and keep us in check, they're able to devote their time to long-term planning. And this is what we've not, this is where we've been at a serious disadvantage. And so we're going to be using as an example of this, there's an article in this current East Bay Express of May 14 to 20, 2014, quote, the water tunnel boondoggle. Experts say the eye-popping costs of Governor Brown's plan to build two giant water tunnels far outweigh the financial benefits, and taxpayers may be left holding the bag, unquote. We're not going to hear discussed when this issue is discussed that perhaps the ultimate result, which is bankrupting, of course, the budget, so that once again, You see what I'm saying? It's like that doesn't jump out at us because it's not going to be presented like that. And so then down the road, when the budget is once again in crisis mode and he's slashing and cutting, well, not Jerry Brown, they've got him lined up as, and please don't let it happen. I heard just the other day that guy, what's his name, Brooks? Oh, my goodness. Talking about how, the people don't want Hillary because she's too far to the right. And he's the one who's been plugging Jerry Brown, which is like a tell because they're saying, like, we're going to have to, the only way we can stop Hillary is to, roll out this Jerry Brown person because he's in theory to the left of Hillary. Give me a break. Don't you believe it, please. So they operate stealthily. Power, that's another criteria, is power outed in the analysis.